Well, every house, every rural house at least, had the ability to make its own butter. You know, if you came into a house in those days and you dare not leave without putting your hand in the churn and doing at least churning that, because there was a pishrog then that if you left the house without contributing to the churning, the butter would never get there from the milk.
So all the visitors had to give it a go?
They had to give it a go, yeah. Might be only a turn or two of the churn, but it had to be done.
If you didn't?
If you didn't, you were in trouble. Yeah.
What made you decide to do this? Because it is an extraordinary situation here that you're creating this wonderful product, but it's very traditional. It's using a very different way of making butter compared to the 99.9% of butter in Ireland.
Well, the principal reason was that we had a distributor of Irish foods in the area. He knew that we were able to produce the old type of butter, and he asked to do so, that we did.
So it took off from there, there was demand.
Yes. Both my wife and I were familiar with how we did it at home, or particularly our grandparents would have churned.
And traditionally in Ireland, the way the butter was made is very different from the kind of butter that we eat today. Traditionally, it's fermented. Can you just explain exactly what fermented butter is and how it's made?
How it was made was the cream was skimmed off the top of the milk, gathered for 3 or 4 days, and that was called the ripening process, or if you like, the fermenting process. That then was churned, and as I said, it separated into butter and buttermilk. Fermented butter is a sweet, sour butter with a very distinct flavour of its own. Present-day fermented butter is not as strong as the fermented butter of 40 or 50 years ago.
Why?
Because the modern palate prefers it that way. Hence, for sales, you have to have what the people want, you know.
How does that differ from the butter that we eat today, the creamed butter?
Well, it's all cream from the milk. It's just that it's a sweet, sour flavour as opposed to a bland butter flavour, you know. The easiest way to describe it is that it's a mild, sour, sweet, sweet, sour butter. It's that distinguishes it from creamery butter.
Why did fermented butter go out of fashion? Why did people stop making it? And why did we start not fermenting it and just doing this straight churning?
40 or 50 years ago, you could say, or probably before that, there were as many flavours of butter as there were housewives making it. The creamery butter came in then, and I suppose it was handy and less work, and it was a matter of buying it as opposed to having to make it and all that involved. It was milder as well, and people's palates were changing that time. They gradually, over a period of time, opted for the creamery butter, you know.
How easy is it to make butter for people listening at home who've never tried it before?
It's quite simple, especially, you know, just straightforward creamery butter. It's a matter of having cream, gathering the cream, just putting it into a little churn. You can put it into a mixer, beat it up. It will turn into butter, and the buttermilk will separate from the actual butter. You can add salt, work it out with some household tool or other to get the moisture out of it and not to have too much moisture. The maximum moisture content that butter is allowed to have in this country is 16%.